You're listening to American Roots, Shortcuts, a sneak peek into an upcoming American Roots episode. This week, we hear from country music's most beloved and unconventional couple, Marty Stewart and Connie Smith. Catch the full episode on WWNO, Saturdays at 7, Sundays at 6, or at AmericanRoots.org.
Our local radio station was WHOC, and they made the announcement one afternoon that coming to the 1970 Choctaw Indian Fair was Grand Ole Opry star Pretty Miss Connie Smith, and they played, you know, her song. And I went tearing through the house to find my mother because Connie was Mama's favorite singer. And we had that record up there called Miss Smith Goes to Nashville. And I would leave it on the stereo so I could go by and look at her picture because I thought she was so pretty. The day of the show, me and my sister got our picture made with Connie, and I got her autograph and talked to her musicians. But on the way home that night, I told my mom I was going to marry her. And I think I was 12. How old were you?
29.
Yeah. So there you go.
It seems like a plan that worked out.
It worked out.
It did.
Fine.
I didn't know this, though, for about 25 years.
I was going to say, what do you remember of that occasion?
I remember him coming up on stage at 12 years old, talking to Weldon Myrick, the steel guitar player that played on most of my records. And he was asking Weldon what gauge strings and all about the steel. And I thought, how does this kid know to even ask these questions? And that's the reason that I remembered meeting him that day.
I had Mama take me and buy me a new shirt so Connie would notice me.
Nobody but a fool would love you after the way you've done me. Broke every vow you made me, broke every rule. Who'd lie awake all night, cry till you were out of sight, loving you with all of her might. Nobody but a fool. Nobody but a fool.
Did Connie ever go off your radar after you made that photograph of her when you were 12? I mean, did you ever forget about Connie?
Not really, because she, first of all, being around the Grand Ole Opry, it's kind of a big family. When Flat and Scruggs broke up, I had never met him yet, but it was like we lost a piece of our family. And Connie Smith was just a part of our life. And as years went on at the Opry, I would see her in the hallway, you know, never really had a conversation or anything with her, because maybe she was always a little bit unapproachable to me, you know. But one day, there was some silly event, a celebrity softball game or something.
I was third baseman in celebrity softball.
And I sat down next to Connie backstage, you know, before the event started, and we just had a wonderful conversation. That was the first time I ever felt like I really connected with Connie.
We met and started talking about music.
But just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. Cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget.
Musically, I was really impressed with what he knew and what he talked about. So when I saw him at the Opry after that, I asked him if he'd be interested in working with me. And he said yes. And the first thing he did was pick up the phone and call Harlan Howard. And 3 days later, we got together and wrote the first song that we wrote with Harlan. And then after that, we've probably written, 40 or 50 songs.
So in reality, Nick, this relationship is founded on a shuffle. A Harlan Howard shuffle.
That's right.
You know, the bottom line of every bit of this, and what I did recognize in all the midst of it, was it's a wonderful thing when you've been rambling and gambling and roving and crazy for many, many years, and when your heart finds a home. And when your heart finds a home, that's when life starts. And that was what happened when I met Connie.
And I love his hair.
Yeah.